We have one child this morning that we're going to dedicate to the Lord. And I want to say a few things before we move into that. Children are special. Does anybody agree with that? Yes, definitely. Children are a special gift. Maybe some days they're a little difficult. We've all had those days if we're parents or babysitters or whoever, maybe brothers and sisters as well. But they are special. They're an awesome gift and a responsibility that is given to us as parents. They're given to us from the Lord. Psalm 139 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." So today we thank God for the gift of life that he has given each of us and the gift of new life that we see through children. And the Bible is very clear that children are special. If you remember Jesus' response to the children, he says people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Now, as a church, we have a special opportunity to minister to children. And there's a lot of you in this church that are involved in doing that, I know. In fact, I'm curious, how many of you have ever helped with Sunday school class? Let's start with that, teaching a Sunday school class. All right, how many have helped in the nursery before? All right, a bunch of you. Let's see, how about with junior youth? Yes, we have our junior youth leaders here and the youth group. Ryan and Chris, thank you, and Molly. Yes, Molly, too. She leads our children's ministries, which covers a lot of area there. What am I leaving out? Babysitting. How many have babysat? Yeah? All right. So you can see that a lot of us are involved, and we have opportunity to work with kids and to minister to them. It's a tremendous opportunity as a church, and so we want to make sure that we take every opportunity to train them, to teach them in the ways of the Lord. This morning we're going to do a dedication. It's a time of commitment. And this is a time where parents recognize their responsibility to teach and to train their children and to dedicate them to the Lord, to offer them really back to the Lord and to his service. It's been a gift that they've received from God, and it's a time for parents to offer them back to God into his service. A lot of us have dreams for our children, what they will do in life, what they will accomplish, and maybe even some fears about what might happen to our kids. If we think about as they get older, we release them more and more to their own responsibilities to make their own decisions. And I would encourage all of us, as we think about this child dedication, to think about the dreams that God has for our children, for these children here in our congregation. What are the dreams that God has for them? And can we release those children into God's hands and see what he does with them? He can do amazing things with us. And so we anticipate that, what he's going to do in the lives of the children that we have here among us. This is a day that we release our fears as well about what might happen to them. We can't protect them from everything. We can't always be there. We can't always make the exact right decisions with them either. And so we have to trust them into God's hands. We know that he can handle it. He can be with them at all times when parents can't do that. And so we commit them to the Lord in that way as well. It's a time for us to commit ourselves to raising our children, not only with words, teaching them, training them, but also with our actions. We know that they learn probably the most by observing how we live our lives. That's a lot of the way they learn about how to live their lives as well. And so they're watching us closely. So through our words as well, but our actions are an important way of teaching our children. A child dedication is about committing oneself to raising a child to know and understand the things of God. And we do this in great hope that one day they will choose of their own free will to follow Jesus. like we have chosen to follow Jesus. So today, Kelly Reed would like to dedicate her son, Austin. So Kelly, if you would bring Austin forward at this time. And I have asked Kelly to share any reflections or thoughts that she might have concerning Austin in this time of dedication.
I kind of just wrote a poem because I wasn't sure what to say. And it says, God's grace is truly shown in the gift of a child, reflecting his love and tenderness and the warmth of their smile. For children are blessings sent from God above, a precious gift heaven sent, an expression of God's love. On the foundation of this love, may Austin truly grow, discovering the truths of God, and to one day come to know that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and he has an awesome plan, a destiny Austin can only fulfill as he takes him by the hand, and walk with him every day with God's vision for his life and godly passion to fulfill the commission of Jesus Christ.
Very good. Wish I could write like that. Well, Kelly, we celebrate with you and this child that God has blessed you with. And God has a special purpose for him. And it is your privilege to guide Austin and to teach and instruct him about God. And you'll likely have the most opportunity of anybody to influence him in the direction that the things that he decides to do in life, the direction that he goes. And so it's your privilege to introduce him to Jesus Christ and to the power of the gospel through the visible evidence of that work in your life, and also by teaching and training him in God's word. So I want to ask you a few questions in this time of commitment. Do you now present Austin before God and entrust him into God's care? Do you acknowledge your duty to see that he will be taught the meaning and purpose of the Christian life? And do you promise, God being your helper, to guide him that he may later of his own choice accept Christ as Savior and Lord, dedicating himself to God's work? All right, thank you. I want to ask the congregation if you would respond, and then we'll do the dedication. The responsibility of Christian training does not lie with parents alone, but you also will have lots of opportunity to interact with Austin, and some of you have already done that, I know, in babysitting and helping with him. And so I'd like to ask you if you would be willing to also commit yourself to helping to raise Austin and train him in the ways that God would want him to go. If so, would you signify that by standing to your feet? All right, thank you. Well, at this time we'd like to dedicate Austin, and he likes those mics, don't you? Austin James Reed, we dedicate you to the Lord. We offer you to God for his honor and glory and to the work of his kingdom, and pray that as you mature, you may choose to be a follower of Jesus Christ. We're going to have a time of prayer, and I would invite any of you who would like to pray for Kelly and Austin to just come up here on the stage and gather around them, and I'll leave opportunity for you to lead out in prayer if you'd like, and then I will close. So come forward if you'd like to pray for Kelly and Austin. All right, anybody like to lead out? Go ahead.
Dedicate Austin into your care. And our biggest request is that someday all of us together, Kelly and Austin, and everybody here can meet before your throne to praise you for eternity.
And thank you too for Kelly and her desire to train and guide Austin to come to know you. I just pray that you would fill her with wisdom and patience and guidance that she wants.
Father, thanks for Kelly's desire to see Austin come to know you. I pray that you give her lots of wisdom and creativity as she teaches Austin.
God, thank you for the love you have for Kelly and Austin. All of us here. But we ask that we would be a community that just shows your love to Kelly and Austin. And we could encourage them and come along beside them in any way we can.
Father, may you protect Austin, who has been brought for dedication. As he grows in years, may he also grow in an understanding and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the influence of the Holy Spirit, may he of his own free will choose to become a true child of God, serving you faithfully all the days of his life through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, you are the source of all wisdom. Guide and uphold Kelly so that she may be able to carry out her responsibilities as a mother. By loving care, wise counsel, and by example, may she be able to lead Austin into a life of faith. Bless us as a congregation, that we may not hinder children but bless them. By our lives together, may our influence be a light on their path. Amen.